Town Square Media Station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, a story we've been bringing you all day. The body of a 19-year-old missing Pleasantville man has been found 2 days after he was last heard from. Irving Mayren Guzman was last seen in the area of a strip club, the Centerfold Cabaret. His remains found this morning in a marshy area next to the club, according to a family member. We have the latest for you at NJ1015.com. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says Jersey residents should be doing everything possible, including getting vaxxed and boosted, to stay out of the hospital and give nurses a break because they're exhausted from the pandemic.
What they have gone through is unimaginable, not just them, all of our frontline workers.
Governor Murphy says anyone who simply refuses to get vaccinated for no good reason is akin to driving drunk. The Biden administration today officially backing down on a rule that would have required workers at companies with 100 employees or more to get vaccinated against COVID or face weekly testing. OSHA confirming that withdrawal today, nearly 2 weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court put a stop to its enforcement. A Hunterdon County resident being charged with the sexual assaults of at least two teenage girls while working as a martial arts instructor several years ago, after one now adult woman came forward with allegations against 44-year-old Vincent Damiano of Hampton, another woman following suit. He faces numerous related charges, and we have more on the story for you tonight at NJ1015.com. New Jersey put nearly $7 billion into its pension funds in this year's budget, and that bill won't be decreasing anytime soon. But Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute says taxpayers are shortchanged when so much of their money is simply paying off debts that are run up in the past.
It's a hidden squeeze on the value that residents in New Jersey are getting from government. The more and more of what they're paying for isn't actually producing more and better government.
In a report for the conservative Garden State Initiative, Biggs is suggesting a switch to cash balance retirement funds and higher contributions for workers, at least in years when the returns on alternate investment strategies underperform. What's the latest on possible snow totals this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Reliable, ready, real. New Jersey 101.5.
5 News Time, 9:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Trouble on Route 33 in Hightstown. Eastbound lanes are closed west of Stockton Street. Everything is shut down. This is because of a down traffic signal. Now, on the Turnpike truck lane southbound north of exit 8A in South Brunswick, there's a crash. It's only the right shoulder that's blocked, though. 27 both directions. It's a water main break north Style Street in Linden with a left lane closure. And we've also got work both ways on the parkway by 132 in Island. It's only slow on the northbound side right now. Across the Hudson and Delaware, no reported problems. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 9:18. On New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:05.
All Jersey, all the time.
Thank you for the fresh perspective on NJ politics.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey, what a 1.5 instant weather. After today's milder weather, it's right back to colder weather as soon as tonight. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy at times. Low 18 to 22, wind chills in the lower teens overnight. A good deal, sunshine tomorrow with a very cold breeze, high 26 to 30, wind chills generally in the teens, and temperatures dropping well down into the teens tomorrow night, even as low as 10 in outlying areas. We'll stay cold on Thursday, Sunday to partly cloudy, high 28 to 32. Cloudy on Friday, not quite as cold, a little snow in the area, high 34 to 38. Then a significant nor'easter to bring plowable snow, strong winds, and coastal flooding Friday night and on Saturday. This is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Camden 32, Franklin 29, Bloomingdale 27. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.